Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Wagga Botanic Gardens, the donkey family up there.
Come on, Sheree.
Yeah, yes. It's grown by one. There is a new donkey.
The second biggest story of the day. Is this what we've come to?
Look, we covered the holiday road campaign last hour.
Please.
Hey?
So, it's got to be an investigation.
So Forrest and Jenny.
Yes. Forrest and Jenny.
They had special cuddles. Special donkey cuddles. Right.
And it's actually their second born.
The donkey!
Little colt was a bit of a surprise on Monday morning for keepers.
Bit of a surprise? What were they expecting after they had special cuddles?
He wasn't due to arrive until the end of April, so he was a bit early. Okay. But
donkey!
So you're saying that Forrest was getting a bit of ass.
Stop it, you two.
He's a little brother for Forrest Jr. Hasn't been named yet, though, so that's something to work on.
Right.
Donkey!
Okay. Seriously. That's the second lead story of the morning. The donkey.
Well, it's big news for them.
Is that where we...
Everyone will be at the Botanic Gardens on the weekend. They can go and see the new arrival.
And when are we giving the little donkey a name?
We're not sure yet. Hasn't been named yet. So suggestions, I would think, are open now.
And it's a boy donkey.
It is a boy donkey, and they've already got a Forrest Junior, so we can't.
So we can't call it Forrest.
Maybe Lieutenant Dan.
Please. Oh, no, that's enough. You're better than that, Cherie. Let's move on. Let's move on. Come on. Last one before the Easter break, everybody. Whatever you're getting up to over Easter, have a good one. If you're heading off on the roads today, please take it nice and easy on the roads.
Double demerit points apply right across the weekend. Police are going to be everywhere.
And there will be a lot of traffic everywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you go. There's going to be an influx of traffic, so please just take it easy.
And if you're heading down to Bateman's Bay, make sure you pack plenty of food that you can eat and also plenty of water that you can drink when you're stuck waiting to get onto that roundabout there. Turn right into Bateman's Bay. You could be there for quite some time.
Yeah, that's coming down that hill. It's like that is just the longest trip.
Me. Yes, yeah. An official suburb of Wagga, Bateman's Bay.
Bateman's Bay.
Here's an interesting story. I couldn't help but notice there was a massive crowd out at the Clay Target shooting grounds last weekend for the championships they had out there. There's people everywhere. And this story has come across my desk during the course of the week. Friends of champion Irish clay pigeon shooter Tony Mullen have fulfilled his dying wish by packing his ashes into shotgun cartridges and blasting his remains over firing ranges right around the world.
Wow.
Tony made the request before he passed away at the age of 63 after a year-long illness. His last wishes were, I want to go out with a bang, and it's up to you guys to help.
Yeah.
This was the message that he gave to his best mate, Willie Hughes. And Willie was his shooting partner for 20 years. So what happened? Willie boy got Tony's ashes.
Right. Stuffed them into gun cartridges.
Stuffed them into 50 cartridges. And then went on a bit of a tour around the world on shooting ranges and shot Tony's ashes into the air.
Wow, that's what a mate would do.
That's what you do.
You know,
yes.
A mate would shoot you all over the world.
Yes, that's what mates are for. And speaking of clay target shooting and the like, of course, the clay target shooting grounds are going to be a hive of activity this weekend because the Stone the Crows Festival is on.
That's right, exactly right.
Nomads are there. Hell, Leighton, we should go down. Might be able to pick up a chicky babe or two.
Well, you got more grey than I got.
That's because I work with you. And I don't put product in my hair. Mine's natural.
Mine's natural. Mine is natural. Mine's a natural colour.
Yeah, no, it's all the stuff you put in it, mate.
But you're right. If you want to go down to the Stone the Crows Festival to try and pick up... like grab a granny.
Oh, please. Oh, come on.
Come on now. Come on.
We should catch up with Lurzy.
He's still involved in that, is he? Well, is he still around?
No, I think. Well, at least he's. I think he's performing. Right. He's perform. He's. I'm sure he's involved with it.
Right.
I'm sure. I'm sure he's there somewhere.
He won't talk to us now after what you said.
He's not listening. He doesn't listen to us.
Yes, he does. All right. So if you're in Wagga visiting for the Stone the Crows Festival, which is running right through the Easter break out at the Clay Target shooting grounds there, yeah. Welcome to Wagga. Have a great weekend. There's plenty on out there. And I think it's... In the previous years, I think the general members of the public have been able to go out there on the Monday of Easter.
Yeah, I think that's the case as well. They've got a big concert and a big display and all that sort of stuff.
I like your style. We'll see if we can catch up with Lurzy or someone who knows something about the Stone the Crows Festival. We'll see if we can do that soon.
Sure.
We have caught up with the great man to tell us everything there is to know about the Stone the Crows Festival, which is on this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Grant Lurzy.
Oh, yes.
Everybody.
At last, some respect from you guys. At last, all these years.
Just settle down, settle down. We could curtail the conversation at any goddamn time we want to.
You have the power.
I do have the power. How are you, mate?
I'm really well, thanks, Duncan. And... Leighton, you're looking well, you boys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mate, the RVs have been gathering. They've been circling the town for a little while now, and it all starts.
That's what we found over the years. They come in about a week earlier, and they stay a week later and enjoy the fruits of the Riverina and look around and have a good time. So, yeah, that's one of the positive aspects as far as tourism is concerned. But it is a wonderful event in that regard. Much excitement this year. Yeah. You know, this is our sixth year, and we've got the new convention centre out there at the Actor Grounds, which is magnificent. Have you boys seen it?
We drove past it the other day because the competition was on out there, and we went to check that out. Yes, they're developing that very nicely, aren't they?
Oh, it's a wonderful facility. It's just world class. We're enjoying the fruits of all that labour too, from Mr. Tony Turner and the whole, and of course a big accolade must go to our local member, Mr. Dale McGuire, who had a big hand, big part in putting all that together at the start.
Okay, listen, Lurzy, just want to point out we're tight on time. We have no time for politics.
Right.
So when does it all actually get underway, and when can the general public come along?
Well, it starts tomorrow. Basically, we bring in 550 vehicles in, 3 or 4 hours. So that's a well-oiled machine, and it goes right through till next Thursday. So that's six days. And we have a big open day on Monday, Easter Monday, which is the day after April Fool's Day, so don't be fooled. And basically, we have markets and stallholders and music, and, people can come out and have a look and see what actually goes on at the Stone the Crows.
And that's open for the general public? Is there an admission cost or something?
Even you blokes. You blokes.
Well,
we're not discriminating.
Thanks very much. And you've got something on the entertainment list there. There's something to keep them occupied all the time.
Yes. Well, entertainment. It's not, there's a whole lot of activities that we have for the Grey Nomads as well as entertainment. So every night in the... what we call Crow Central, which is now the end of the convention centre. Right. We have, and we've got a new bridge there too, bridge over the River Crow, which is already a big bridge, it's wide. But every night, starting tomorrow night, we'll have our big opening concert, and then we've got, on Saturday night, we've got Simon Gillespie sings Peter Allen, Wayne Horsburgh's in town, and we've got... a whole lot of other people too. I'm having a bit of a pick and a grin as well.
Is Lucky Star there?
Yeah, Lucky Star. That's right. He's at our closing concert on the Thursday night.
He's been everywhere.
Oh, don't, like, oh, don't do it.
I wish I'd said that.
Don't do it. All right, mate. Well, look, we wish you well with it. It's a great thing for Wagga Wagga and the Riverina, and I know you and the committee there. You do a great job putting it all together. It's a massive event, everybody. So take the opportunity, head out there on Easter Monday and check it all out.
Thanks, boys.
Mate, very quickly, have you got a website people can check out?
Yes. you just dial in Stone the Crows into Google, and you'll get all the things that are going on and the program and everything you want to know about Stone the Crows. It's all there.
Okay, good mate. We'll be out there Saturday night when you sit around the campfire and we pass the bottle of Metamucil around. And,
yes, that's fine. We need that.
Right, well,
man, I better do the jokes. You both lost it.
See you, buddy.
Have a great festival. Alrighty, round four,
mate. Round four.
Thanks. I've sort of lost interest a little bit in the rugby league, but yes, round four of the NRL gets underway tonight, and from the Triple M NRL commentary team, Anthony Baru joins us this morning.
Hey, how you doing?
There you go, mate.
How are you, boys? I just got put on hold there, and all I could hear was you two laughing. I'm thinking, what's going on in there this morning?
We just had a guy ring up wanting to know if there's going to be a local newspaper, come out tomorrow because it's a Good Friday. And I said, look, I got no idea. We're not the newspaper. And then he says, because I'll need to know what's on the TV on Friday night. Come on.
Yeah, no, we know a few things, but we can't help you there. Anyway, mate, before we start with the rugby league, let's talk about the elephant in the room. What are your thoughts on the cricket scandal?
Well, yeah, this is funny. I've had to give a couple of talks this week, and the first thing that come up is this cricket business. And to be honest with you two blokes, I don't know the first thing about cricket. I know Dave Warner lives around the corner here, but I just think, wow, like it's just amazing what... Well, the first thing I thought of is amazing how much pride that position has as the Australian cricket captain. I didn't really realise till I've been following the news today. Everyone around here is talking about it. And yeah. I got to say, at this point in time, I can't honestly say I feel sorry for anyone. And as MG pointed out in Triple M Sydney yesterday, if the coach did know he should be sacked, and if he didn't know he should be sacked, because what are the players doing stuff without fighting him, you know?
And initially it was tape. Now they've come out and said it was sandpaper. The fact of the matter, it was an angle grinder.
And Maroon, you live around the corner from Davey Warner. You live in the right part of town, buddy.
Well, when I say around the corner, it's you wouldn't walk there, fellas. You wouldn't walk there.
No, right. You drive your Porsche. Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah.
All right, mate. Tonight, Cowboys and Panthers.
Yeah, this will be an interesting one. Panthers without Nathan Cleary. So depending on who you believe, 6 weeks up till 10, whatever the case may be, he won't be there tonight. But they get Peachy into the halves, I'm led to believe, to partner Maloney. So still a pretty fierce combination. But I think... on the back of the Cowboys losing last week and being at home, I'll take the Cowboys.
Cowboys for you. Okay. Tomorrow.
Good Friday, footy.
Rabbitohs and Bulldogs at ANZ.
Looking forward to this one. We're just going out as spectators tomorrow to have a look, the wife and I. So, I honestly think the Bunnies on the back of last week will just pick them in what should be a very good game.
All right.
Also on Friday, the Sharks and Storm.
And the Sharks get back... Matty Moylan, and they get back Luke Lewis, and at home for them, I think they're a better side than they've started the season. So on the back of those two things, I'd probably say the Sharks just.
Wow, I'm going the Storm there.
No one cares who you're going for.
no one cares who I'm going for either.
Saturday's games. Now, who would have thought the bloody Warriors would be sitting there at number two, and they take on the Roosters. Roosters and Warriors on Saturday, are they?
Yeah, look, I think they'll get a lesson in life, the Warriors, over the weekend. You know, up against a Roosters side that can really turn the tap on when they need to. And a great little halves combination there with Cooper Cronk and Luke Keary. And they're talking about Luke Keary now in Origin circles. He's the one South let go. And, I hate seeing him in a Roosters jumper. But I know the kid and I wish him all the best. And I think the Roosters will just be too good.
All right, you're going the Roosters, I'm going the Roosters.
No one cares.
Anthony, question that I have without notice, if you go to a hotel in New Zealand, do they have Aussie bouncers on the door?
Well, I have been to a hotel in New Zealand, there was no bouncers on the door. Jake the Mask. I think Jake the Mask was on the door.
The other game for Saturday, the Sea Eagles and Raiders.
Yeah, look, I think the Raiders are about to go 0-4 here. I'll take Manly in this one.
Okay.
It's been a good week for the Manly issue to surface. This, the cricket sort of has pushed that to, inside the paper a little bit. And I'd love to buy the Ricky Stewart joke book. It'd be sensational. Sunday's games, the Dragons. Jeez, there's a lot of red and white around. They're strutting about.
Does the train continue?
They take on the Knights.
Yeah, well, I think the Dragons are the real deal with Hunt and Widdup and then the experience and leadership of James Graham. I don't think they'll peter off this year. I think they'll keep going, and I think the Knights will get another lesson in life when they take on the Dragons this weekend.
All right, we're heading north, Broncos and Titans.
Have the house on the Broncos, mate. They'll win this one by the length of the straight.
All right, put your house on it.
Right, okay.
Imagine you've got out there near the tip.
Which house would you like me to put on it?
an absolute flog. And on Monday, let's not take too much time on this, the West Tigers and the Eels.
Well, I'm hearing all sorts of bad things out of Parramatta.
Oh, really?
I'm hearing players unrest and... mate, I think I think they're about to go 0-4-2 with the Raiders. So, look, mate, I think the West Tigers will just tackle them out of the game.
Oh, thank you very much. Righto. they're Maroon's tips for round four of the NRL. You're calling tonight, mate? You're doing the game tonight?
I'm doing tonight, mate, and then a couple of days off. But I'll be there tonight calling it on the Triple M network.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy the footy this weekend and have a great Easter break, mate. We'll talk next week.
Good on you, boys. All the best for Easter.
Thanks, mate. Good on you. Maroon there. Anthony Maroon from the Triple M NRL commentary team. And remember, we've got the big game tonight. Our coverage from 7, the Cowboys and the Panthers to kick off your Easter weekend of footy.
How are we doing, Crackers?
Not much happening in sport this week. I'm trying to see how many Easter eggs I'll get on Sunday.
Yeah, it's been a pretty quiet week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
If I were to have three blokes, I think I'd be heading to go and see Rowan Tracy and the gang because they're going to have a look at their finances and they can be guided for the next 12 months or 9 months.
Well, see, if they go there, then they may not have to play cricket for the next forever.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think of it, Crackers? I know it's not footy or horse racing, but what do you think of what's happened this week?
I tried to ring Merv up, and I thought I better not ring Merv.
He's not happy.
I thought I'd leave it be, but I'm actually disgusted. I played professional football for 13 years, and I've been associated with professional football since 1970. And you just play by the rules, and you don't cheat. You don't cheat. Mm. You know, you can abuse people and all that, but you just don't do what...
Others that have tampered with balls, or allegedly tampered with balls, they've received penalties of things like 75% of their match payment, or they've been docked a bit of pay. But these guys, they've gotten 12 months. Was it enough? Was it too much?
Well, 12 months is a long time. And as a professional sportsman to be out of the game, you'll lose a lot of fitness in that. You've got to keep at it. I think it's... Look, they've lost the goodwill of the cricket fans.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's your problem. Like, Warner's cereal. You know, Joe Root in a pub in England wanted to fighting him. Wanting to fight in the stairwell with De Plessy, whatever his name was.
Yep.
You know, and then... mouthing off all the time. Like, you never seen Bill Laurie do that.
No.
Ever a minute. Or Doug Walters. You know, you would just wouldn't... They wouldn't do that. They just go out and play their game. Like, I get a bit upset over footballers going berserk when they kick a goal. You know, Malcolm Boyd kicked a goal. When he kicked that 80-metre goal, he just wandered off.
That's right.
Now, a quick question. They're only allowed to play for the next 12 months at club level, just to keep them in the game.
Over.
Which club would want them?
Well, your home club would have them.
Would they?
No, they're connected with their home club.
I think
Smith and Bancroft might be all right. I think the old bloke might be a little bit of a problem. He might have an anger management problem.
And plus, he's 32, so 33 when he comes back. Thanks for your service. That's it, I reckon, for Davey.
Smith is probably... He's always come over to me as being very naive.
They
live in a bubble. That's their problem. They've never had a job. They've played cricket all their lives. and that's their life. That's what, it's like AFL football. Yep. When they come out of AFL football, and they've been playing since they're 16, and they've got drafted at 18, and at 28 they walk out of there. They've got plenty of money, but they don't know how to spend it. They don't know about life.
Yeah, they got no life skills. What about the coach? Now he is either he says he knew nothing about it. So there's two issues there for me. One is he did know something about it and is telling Porky Pies, or if he didn't know anything about it, he's lost control of the team because the team are obviously going behind his back.
Yep. I would say that they will give him, he will coach this test team until South Africa, and then when he gets home, they'll say, yeah. Yeah, he's a chick. He's a new Holden car. He's a dinner for two at Cottontails.
off you go.
Wow.
I think that'll happen.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the footy. 8:45, we're with Peter Crackers Keenan. Yeah. Round two of the AFL, and the grand final rematch is on tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tip Richmond. I watched Adelaide last week, and I was there, and at half time, three-quarter time, they're 20 points up, and they blinked. I did in the grand final. They might be a blinking team. Right. I'm assuming Richmond to win that.
All right, tomorrow, Good Friday, North Melbourne and St Kilda.
I might wander along and have a look at this one. I'd like to tip North Melbourne, but playing in a swamp there last week. You're playing in the sea level. Yep. St Kilda will beat them just.
All right. On Saturday, the early game on Saturday is at Etihad. We've got Carlton up against the Gold Coast Suns.
Carlton get the chance to win a game.
Righto.
Collingwood and the Giants.
Just let me tell you this.
Oh, here we go.
If you're a Collingwood supporter, buy yourself a very, very heavy overcoat. It's going to be a cold winter. GWS.
All right, the Giants there on Saturday, Arvo. The Saturday night game, the first of which is at the Gabba. We've got Brisbane at home to Melbourne.
Melbourne should win it. Brisbane are improved side.
Yep.
All right. Get the money.
And then Frio and the Bombers.
Over there, I think Frio have hit the wall.
Ooh.
Essendon have been, because it's not a home ground advantage yet. Yep. They wouldn't have played much on it, so I reckon Essendon will get them.
All right, let's go to the Sunday games. The first of which is at Etihad. Western Bulldogs get a visit from the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, Western Bulldogs. There's a bit of strife out there. West Coast Eagles will get the money.
Righto.
All right. The Swans and Port Adelaide.
Swans there. Righto. Sydney Cricket Ground.
All right.
Port Adelaide are going to be good this year, though.
Yep. And of course, on Easter Monday, the now traditional clash on the Easter Monday, it is Geelong and Hawthorn.
The very, very lucky Geelong Football Club. Very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne, Braidside and Max Gordon. Max sort of stopped being the clown and just play football.
Come on, Crackers. That was never in doubt on Sunday. That was.
No.
I was not worried. Never worried.
They're very good.
Hey, the little ball-headed dude played well last week.
He did.
Not a bad little comeback. Not a bad little comeback. And then there's some bloke called Dangerfield coming in this week.
Oh, God.
Who might add a little something to the team. All right. Now, I know we're a couple of days away from the. You got any racing tips, early tips?
Yes,
or a bit?
He
has. Well, look out.
Race 2, horse 2. Hear the chant. This is for Collingwood Hayes and Freddie Kersley in the saddle. We'll put the 50 on that.
50 on hear the chant. Right, eh?
Yep. I'll get race 6, horse 9, checkered flag.
Right.
D Weird D Lane.
Yep. Checkered flag, okay.
This is Caulfield. Race 7, horse 4, Odeon.
Yep.
Chrissy Simon in the saddle, Eldon Zara.
Yep.
And the bet of the day almost, race 9, horse 1, Milwaukee. Jackie Martin, he's the grandson of Peter Wallen, who was a very good jockey in the 60s.
Righto.
Michael Moroney's got the horse. It won its last start. It was very impressive.
All right, we'll put Crackers' tips for both the football and the races on Easter Saturday up on our Facebook page during the course of the day. And just very quickly, Crackers, before we go, the decision to keep Winks in Australia and chase a fourth Cox plate instead of going overseas, what do you reckon of that decision?
I was talking to the great Harry White, and no better jockey. I said, should she go overseas? And it was John Didham, too, who rode overseas for years. And Harry said, if she goes overseas, she'll get beat.
Yep.
If she stays here, she probably won't. And wait for age here. That happy clapper. put her under a bit of pressure last week.
Yes, the old happy
talked
clapper.
To old Mickey Mee, and he said there was a bit of a kink in an arm, and he said, I think Huey got a little bit worried there for with about 100 to go.
Yeah, no, you could sense a little, because he very rarely gets the persuader out and gives her a tap, mm-hmm. but he did on Saturday.
Yeah, so, and she's getting older, but it's lovely to see. Look, we've been blessed. Some of the three greatest horses that I've seen all been mares.
Yeah.
Black Caviar.
Yeah.
McCreevy Diver.
Yeah.
She was an absolute champion. She's better than Tullock.
Yeah.
And better than Farlap.
Yeah.
And this one.
Winx.
Yeah.
I know. Not a mare, but you couldn't squeeze accreditation in there. As,
Oh, God. Where is it? It should be winning the Adelaide Cup.
Give it, hopefully it's back for the Warrnambool Carnival in 4 weeks. That's all I care about, because I'd love to be strutting around the members there at Warrnambool as an owner going, hello, look at me, I'm in here. Yeah.
There's a little whisper about the one you've got a bit of an interest in there. Yeah. It might be all right.
Yes, it can go, apparently. But shh, let's keep that quiet, Crackers. Thanks, mate.
Yeah,
I'm g'day. Have a great Easter, mate, and we will talk next week.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.